I noticed that there's a lot more people here today when church was we're in class. So I want you to go, everyone, to go. I'm feeling kind of leery-ish, so I want everyone to go and say hi to someone that you haven't said hi to today. I know. I know. I just figured that right now. I saw that right now. Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
I want to ask a question to this church today, a serious question. Who is your first love? Now, if I asked you who's your first love, 100% of you would say Jesus Christ, right? Amen?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to ask you another question. Who is your second love? Who is your second priority? Just think about that for a second. Now, one last question I want to ask is your love for Jesus more than your second love? But let's be honest with ourselves. See, if you ask me, my first love is Jesus Christ. My second love or loves, my second priority would be my family. My mom, my sister, my dad. And if you ask me how close are they together, I'll say, here's Jesus and here's my family. Now, I know that's not good. That's not good at all. But when I think of my family, I can touch my family. When I say I love you, they'll tell me they love me back. With God, it's different though. We can't hear His voice. We can feel Him in our hearts. We can't physically touch Him. So where does God rank with you? Is He first or is He second? In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, it says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear in Him." Like I said, my second love is my family. And I had to reevaluate myself. I had to say, well, man, that's not right. My family's right here and God's just above this. In Luke 14, it says that you must hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, and yes, even your own life if you wish to be my disciple. Meaning our love for God should be so high, there is no second. There should be no second. And when I read that, I was like, oh, no. Dang. My mom, no. Sorry, Mom. You gotta take a back seat. But what distracts us? What takes us away from having that love for God? That putting him up way up here? How often do we seek God out? Do we seek Him enough out? One thing that I've noticed, church, is that for me, just for myself, is that when I don't consistently seek God out, I struggle, and I struggle bad. When I don't have God by my side and I'm not continually talking to Him, I struggle. Like, something will happen right here and I got to fix this, and then something else will break down. I got to fix this, then I got to pay for this, then I got to do this, then I got to work for this. And then I just fix that and I got to go fix this again. And I hate that. I hate it. But that's what happens with me when I don't continually seek God. When I'm not consistently after Him and talking to Him and praying to Him. Those are my struggles. What are your struggles? And what do we struggle with? Do we continually seek God? In Romans chapter 8, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. To those who love Him. I'm just venting here. I just need to get my emotions out. Church, that's okay. I just wanna talk to you for a little bit. Another thing that I struggle with, or that I've noticed, and that is that when I put things before God, I struggle even more. Like, for example, what I recently started doing to get closer to God, to seek God out first, is that I recently, whatever amount of time I spend on something that is useless, when I say useless, something that is not helping me grow, that same amount of time that I put into that, I'm also going to put into spending time with God. So, and I recently started doing this, and it's really helped me. Like, for example, if I spend an hour watching TV, which is, I don't know why I watch TV now, but I watch TV. If I spend an hour watching TV, that same amount of time that I wasted doing that, I'm going to spend another hour with God. Because that's an hour wasted. I wasted an hour away. That's useless. I wasted it. And that's something that I recently started doing, and it's been helping me continue to seek God out. Is it easy? It's not easy. It's not easy. But I started doing that. And so I want to ask the church, how often do we seek God out? Or better yet, how often do we pray? That's a personal question you don't got to answer, but how often do you pray? How often do you read your Bible? Do you seek God out every day? I want to challenge the church today to give more than 5 minutes of your time today to God. Give more than 5 minutes to God today. And not just today, but give Him more than 5 minutes tomorrow. And not just tomorrow, but Monday. And not just Monday, but Tuesday. And not just Tuesday, but for the rest of the week. And not just for the rest of the week, but for the rest of your life. Give Him more time. Give Him more time than the time you're giving Him now. Amen. Because it's going to help when we seek God out. We should revolve around God. God doesn't revolve around us. I want to be Christ-centered. I don't want to be self-centered. And the thing that makes me mad the most is that I continue to struggle. I struggle and I struggle and I struggle when I'm not putting God first, when I'm not consistently seeking Him out. And I'm so sick. I'm so sick of struggling. I'm so sick of things not going my way, things going wrong. I'm so sick of just things that should be going well, and they're not going well. But that's because of me. That's my fault. I don't put God first. I don't seek God out first. And that's why things are going wrong. God doesn't want us to go through these things alone. He wants to be there with us. In there was a verse that I read that really touched me, and it's in Psalms 52. In Psalms 52, in Psalms chapter 52, starting with verse, I think 22. In Psalms 52, verse 22, it says, where is that? Oh no, I'm sorry, it's not 52. It's not 22. Well, anyway, I forgot the verse. See, there you go, another thing that's gone wrong. Another thing. But it says, see what happens? And you know what? You know what it is? I didn't pray before I came up here. Usually I pray and then I remember the verses, but I didn't pray before I came up here. But it says, it's along the lines of that if you submit yourself to God, He will not allow the righteous to be shaken. He won't allow you to be shaken. To consistently seek after God. That's what we should be doing. And not only that, but we need to teach our kids to seek after God. I don't need to sit here and tell you how bad society is. I don't. Just look on social media. Look at the schools. Look at the jobs. Go walk down the street. It's bad. It's really, really bad. And the sad part about it is that our youth look at this and they want to emulate that. They want to do that. They want to be like that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. Not in this church. Not with this youth. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they don't end up that way. That their foundation is Jesus Christ, and that every day they consistently seek after Him. But before I can do that, I have to make sure I'm seeking after Him. As it says, before you take the speck out of your brother's eye, take the speck out of your own eye. I need to work on myself first before I can help anybody else. And today we want to help people, but we don't want to help ourselves. We need to seek after God so that He can help us with our problems. He can help us with our problems. And we have a lot of them. I know I do. And I fight them every day. And I struggle every day. But I want to get better. I want to be better. Not just for myself, not just for my family, but for God, because I love Him more than anything in this world. And the only way to show that is through my actions. And so I don't want to struggle anymore. I want to continue to seek God every single day. To continue to fight, to take away the distractions that distract us away from having God. Like I said, for me, if it's not TV, it's, you know, something else. But whatever it is, whatever amount of time I spend on that, I'm putting even more time into God. And slowly that's going to go away, and I'm going to be, my world's going to revolve around God. And that's where I want to be. That's where I want to get to. I want to focus on things above. I want to walk as He did. I'm tired of struggling. I don't want to struggle anymore. But that's my fault. And if you're in that same boat, let's get better together. Let's seek God first today, together. As it says in Ephesians 6:14, it says, take up the armor of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, 14 through 17, it says, take up the armor of God. We need that armor. We need armor to fight every day. And if we don't continue to fight, if we don't continue to seek after God, if we're not reading this every single day, we're going to lose the battle. Amen. We're going to lose this battle. And I don't want to lose this battle, because I lose enough every single day. And again, I want to challenge this church. How often do you take the time to seek God today? It is important. It is crucial. It is, I don't know what the word is, but we need it. We need to be in this every single day. But before I can tell you this, I had to put this practice to myself. And that's what I recently started doing. Putting this, applying this to my life. And so we need to apply it to our own lives. And not just to our own lives, but to our kids' lives. Because if we don't, we're going to lose it. We're going to lose them. And that would be sad. That's going to be a sad day when we lose some of the youth. To put on the armor of God, to continue to walk, to continue to seek after Him. Sports don't matter. Football doesn't matter. TV doesn't matter. Working out doesn't matter. None of that matters to me. Those are just some of the things that I focus on, that take me away, that distract me from seeking God out. That doesn't matter. Everyone here has something that distracts them, something they have to deal with and go home every single day and deal with and fight with. Well, let's continue to battle. Let's fight, because I don't want to struggle anymore. So let us put on the armor of God today. Let us say that, you know what, this doesn't matter to me anymore. And I'm going to seek God today. I'm going to seek after His kingdom. I'm going to seek after Him. Who will battle with me today? Amen. Who will battle with me today? Amen. I don't want to do this alone, but if I have to, I will. But I know that I look at each and every one of here, and I know that I have someone I can trust. And you have someone in me that you can trust. That we're just a phone call away. Joe recently reached out to me and said, you know what, I'm here for you. Some of my family, some of you here reached out to me, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. A couple weeks ago, we had Joe talked about intercessory prayer, and then we had Mark come up, and he asked for healing. Well, I need healing today, too. I asked for prayer for myself. I need prayer. And if you need prayer today too, then I will pray for you today. We need to be a congregation where we can pray for one another. Amen. To seek after Him today, guys. That's what we need to be doing. My prayer is that when we come to church, is that the lessons that the teachers gave in the classes, and the sermon that you're hearing today, but not just today, but next week, and the week after that, that you take something out of it and you can apply it to your lives. Don't come here and just sit up and fill up a pew. Don't sit up a seat. Don't do that. Take something from today and apply it into the world, because, again, I don't have to tell you how bad society is. I don't have to tell you that. Take something from this today. And let's fight. Let's battle together. Who will battle with me today? I want to ask prayer. that we continue to seek God first today. Amen. That we seek after His commandments. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Let us always seek after Him today. And I want to ask one more time, who will battle with me today?
Amen.
Thank you. God bless.